We are here discussing the album Testify. Wuv, True Beat.
Yes.
Yeah, man.
Sonny and Trey.
Yeah, man.
I'm John Rubley, the band's A&R person.
Yes.
And we decided to let you all in on a little bit of the process on how this record came to be.
Yes.
And thought it would be interesting to listen to it together and hopefully have some really insightful and animated conversation from you guys.
That is so, yes.
That said, let's kick it off with the song Roots in Stereo.
Nice mic, correct. John.
DJ.
Selecta. Yeah, man.
What do you think about this track, gentlemen?
Yes.
Well, let's talk a minute about Modest Yahoo. How did that come about?
We've known about Modest for a while now, and we actually just wanted to maybe do some interlude stuff with him, and we got a hold of him in his hometown, Crown Heights, Brooklyn, New York, and we crossed numbers, and actually I gave him a call, and he was in Jerusalem at the time.
Jerusalem.
And we expressed how much we would love to have him on the record. And as soon as he got back from Israel, he flew into L.A. the next day. And he came and hung out. And this song was already done. And we just wanted him to be on an interlude piece, maybe a dub piece. And we were actually late to the studio. And we had this song, and we actually had Damian Junior Gong in mind. We wanted Damian on the last record, but anyways, we got to the studio and Modest was already there with Glenn Ballard, and Glenn showed him the song, and instantly he grabbed some headphones, started listening to it, and he wanted to be a part of it, so we gave him a shot at it. And once we kind of went through it with each other and he dropped his pieces on and his parts, it was solid. We knew that's what
crushed
it was.
He crushed it.
Yep. So mostly it was kind of ad-libbing that he was doing.
Yeah, all right off the top, and then
he did the bridge section like he wanted to do, but in the verses we just kind of, after he did the bridges, we said, why don't you go in the verses and like color them up a little bit, you know what I mean?
And that's kinda when he went in. Echo the lyrics
and some hip hops and yos and yees.
Some of those.
It's all good.
And we thought the song was magic, man. As soon as he did that, and just his personality and his character. You know, his discipline and his faith, man, was encouraging to us. And after we wrapped this up, we just went down and did the dub track, Strength of My Life, which we'll hear
later
on.
We'll get there later, buddy.
We'll get there when we get there.
Did you guys discuss at all a common message that you were trying to get across or anything like that? Or
you know, we just gave him the freedom to do his thing. I think once he heard the song, you know, it spoke for itself, and then he just did his thing.
Yeah.
And we're aligned. You know, that's what was magic about it. You listen to his lyrics, it's just, it's lined up. It's lined up right in there with what POD's doing.
I think also musically, when we first started this song, I remember in Palm Springs, I think it was, or it was in our studio in San Diego.
We did it in San Diego.
Well, we had the music, we just didn't have the vocals yet.
And the idea behind the music, I think, was leaving space for Sonny to get back to doing what he does, you know, the hip hop part of it. So it wasn't really, in the beginning, a really involved song verse wise, which I thought was cool. You know, if you think about the beginning of the verses, they're really open, leaving space for vocals.
Yeah,
you know,
this song
get
came
out and do his thing.
It came out, we always liked the music. I think once we kind of got an idea on the vocals, it became that classic POD sound that we've always incorporated, you know, reggae music, and it's just got style, you know, and that's...
Yeah.
This song could go either way, man. Like, without the lyrics, it could go hip-hop or it can go, part reggae, and that's what made it.
And that's what we were thinking in the beginning, was that, too. So...
Great song.
Yeah. I like his outro here, man. He just...
That's
it seems like
he
just felt it and took it where... Went.
That's freestyle.
Yeah.
This end piece is all freestyle on Modest.
And I also like Modest and Sonny harmonizing right here. I think the vocals work well together.
Yeah. Yeah. It's real good.
This is beautiful right here. This worship right here, bro.
Yeah, these lyrics off the hook.
You conduct your own train. I love it.
Yeah.
Blood of God's veins.
It's beautiful.
I love that part, man.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, man. That that's hope in the struggle right there, dude.
Yeah.
Love that.
You gotta stay up, not lay low. Enough respect, Matis.
Speaks for itself. Speaks for itself.
Awesome.